Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and today we're going to chat some swimming. We've got a returning guest, Tim Ray. I loved my chat with him last week where we shared his story. If you've missed that, check out the links to this episode of the Kona Edge. I'll link straight through it and you can have a listen to that as well. Before we get into today's podcast, don't forget, if you'd like to become a patron of the Kona Edge, we've got some cool things that are happening behind the scenes that you can be a part of, and you can help support the show as well. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/patron. Coming up next, we're going to be chatting to Tim Ray. Before that, though, here's our coach's corner. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're looking for a coach, we've got access to some of the best in the world. So all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. That's C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G. You can check out some of the coaches that we are affiliated with, and fantastic coaches indeed. If you are a coach and you'd like to get affiliated with a Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to that same page. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget, if you are enjoying the podcast, we'd love it if you left us a rating or a review on iTunes. It just helps us spread the message a little bit further and a little bit more, a little bit wider. And we'll be getting some great reviews in as well. So thanks for them, and do keep them coming. We head back to Australia now to catch up with Tim Ray. Tim, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me back on. It's good to catch up for another chat.
Tim, you had a bit of an unfair advantage coming into triathlon. You mentioned in our first chat that your mom was a pretty good swimmer in her own right. It must be in the genes. You took the sport up really, really young, and I don't want to say you haven't had to work as hard, but I guess it's like learning to ride a bicycle. The sooner you do it, the more natural it becomes, and it's pretty much the same for swimming.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing I'm definitely grateful of. And again, not sure how early, but I knew your mum had us in the pool very, very early on, and it's something that I guess as I've grown up, I've cherished. I mean, being able to go to the beach and swim competitively at school, and then sort of when I signed up to start racing, somewhat I'll say it did come back naturally to me, and I think for a little while there, I did take advantage of that, and I could get out in a good enough position, never where I wanted to be, but for how much training I was doing, it was there. And it probably wasn't until the start of last year where I was sick of coming out just behind the front pack guys in age group racing specifically, and really having to get to work on the bike and chase them down. And I managed to have a couple of races where I actually came out right at the front. It just changed my whole race tactic, and I was able to then dictate the race the way I wanted and to really go out and, I guess, make some guys hurt on the bike and see what they had. And, it just changed the whole race dynamic of racing the way I wanted as opposed to racing the way other guys made me race. And it's something I haven't fallen on now. And, I mean, having an injury at the start of this year, I've been swimming more than ever. I was doing a couple of 30-35K swim weeks, and for a triathlete, that's a lot of time in the pool, but it's definitely paid off. And I mean, regularly now, I probably swim around 20Ks a week, and it's something that I make sure I keep up. And the more I'm swimming, the more comfortable I feel and have a better feel of the water. And it's, I guess, now and moving into the professional ranks, it's something that I definitely won't be resting on, because you're too far off that front pack or you don't even make it in some races, and it's just about game over. So
you make such an important point there, Tim, and I think a lot of swimmers who come from a background like you've got, where you're comfortable in the water, you don't really have to put in too much time to be there or thereabout. You might not be with the front pack, but you're not going to lose too much time, and they tend to go, you know what, that's good enough. So it's almost good stopping you becoming great, and that's, I think that's a very valid point, that sometimes, you know what, you still need, even though it is something that comes easy to you, you still need to work really hard at it if you want to get good at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everything. You can be happy with where you're at, and you can rest on that. I mean, you might be happy riding a certain time or a certain wattage on the bike. And if you're happy with that, then, you know what you got to do to keep at that level. But I guess I've always wanted more and I've wanted to swim better and changing the race. And I guess early on, someone said to me that, and it was something which I still believe highly today, that you can't win the race on the swim, but you can definitely lose it. And I think that's highlighted, especially in 70.3 racing, where, you know, the way these guys who are coming from ITU and the top level athletes, the times they're churning out now, and they really have no weakness across the board. If you're not in the mix out of the water and forming that front pack on the bike or getting in the group, you're just leaving yourself with too much work to do. And, I mean, it's very unlikely that someone come from a fair way back in a 70.3 and run down. Ironman's a totally different story. And it's, yeah, I guess it's just wanting to be better as an athlete. And it's a discipline that I know I can work on and people can always work on. So, yeah, it's just trying to sort of work harder and to make that the group at the front.
What are some of the things you've done in the water over the years that you think have really sort of moved the needle and improved your swim?
At a point there, I think it was definitely at the start, sort of upping my mileage during my weekly swimming. When Sam Appleton was coaching me for a while, I sort of really took a big step up from, I guess, early days where I was swimming 12 to maybe a big week at 15Ks, which had sort of wiped me out. And then with Sam, I was sort of swimming. I mean, he came from a swimming background. He got me up swimming 20Ks, 22Ks a week regularly. And that for a block of time really helped. And then, just settled on that. And longer swims were becoming more comfortable. I remember starting and you'd get a 5K swim set and it was like, by the end of it, I hope I'm not drowning. It was more just trying to stay afloat. But, yeah, I've noticed the progression in the length of swims and then sort of interval sets and watching times come down. And it's really just working hard at it, working on your technique, getting the miles in and spending the time. And I know a lot of people don't treat it with the same respect as they might their bike or their run. And, you know, they focus so hard on running, getting their 1K reps back or, you know, working on a specific power output for the bike. But if you're never going to be in a position to be able to use that to your advantage, then I was always sort of like, well, it's kind of a waste. So it's sort of just got me thinking differently towards an approach to look at the racing. And I guess it starts with the swim. So you've got to get it right and then let the work you do on the other disciplines sort of happen after that.
What sort of workouts and sessions do you love doing in the water?
I mean, it goes probably the same with everything. The ones you hate the most are the best for you. I mean, you can get a set of, you know, 19 100s leaving on 120 sort of really high heart rate threshold work, which is very similar to a race simulation. And it's, yeah, I don't think anyone overly enjoys it, but you get to the end of it, you definitely know that that's something that you've definitely worked hard and that was a good one to have in the bank. And I guess lately I've really enjoyed sort of some of the longer sets where it might not be at the highest threshold, but probably just more aerobic conditioning and getting out some five and a half K swim sets where you're in the pool for, you know, a good 90 minutes or so. And whether it's technique based or strength based with some paddles, you know, doing back to back sort of, I did one the other day, which was K and a half warm up into sort of 10 400s. Doing that sort of work, it's slow and steady, sort of strength endurance work, but you definitely start to feel it by the back end of it. And it's knowing that, you know, you can do a slower set like that as opposed to a high heart rate, really sort of hard in the mouth, 2.5K threshold set. And you're sort of both getting benefits out of two completely different sets. So yeah, I mean, just enjoying a variety and a mix in the pool. And knowing that lately, sort of swimming more and really focusing on it, I'm actually really enjoying it a lot more.
Sounds brilliant. Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. I'm looking forward to getting on to talk a little bit about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Brad.
Well, I hope you got some nuggets out there. And I just wanted to say thank you very much to It is Ian Ossip from South Africa for leaving us an iTunes rating and review on the iTunes. And he says, a great source of good tips and lessons to help aspiring triathletes in their quest to get to Kona. Thank you so much for that, Ian. Much appreciated. And don't forget, you can leave yours too. All you have to do is head over to the iTunes, search for the Kona Edge. And yeah, it takes a couple of minutes, 30 seconds, and you can do that. And it really helps us grow the numbers of the podcast. Really do appreciate it. And if you could, we'd love you long time, as they say in the classics. Thanks so much for joining me today. Look forward to catching up again tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.